I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and I'm so happy today again to greet you with the gospel of Christ. Our program is devoted only to the truth of the gospel. And of course, we are living under the Christian dispensation, therefore we are responsible to the commands of the gospel, whatever may be our case in life. Throughout the week, we've been discussing the question, if a man leaves his wife and marries another woman, will God forgive him? I know that at times we use terms that we believe all understand, when really it is not clearly understood. For instance, realizing that in Matthew 5:32 and Matthew 19:9, that Jesus gave the right of remarriage to those who divorce fornicators, just what constitutes fornication. The Greek word is so translated in Matthew 19:9 is a broad term which encompasses all types of illicit sexual activity. It includes sexual intercourse with an individual of the opposite sex, whether married or unmarried. Homosexuality would be included in this, or bestiality. Fornication is sexual intercourse with anyone other than one's legitimate marital companion. Occasionally someone asks about Matthew 5:28 in connection with divorce and remarriage. There Jesus taught that anyone who lusts after another person hath committed adultery in her heart or his heart already. This is clearly one statement that is obviously exaggerated for the sake of emphasis. In fact, the Lord goes on in the next few sentences to say that an offending eye should be plucked out and an offending hand should be cut off. But now remember, these statements are all in the form of hyperbole. No one should ever take the Lord to be saying that lust equals adultery equals the right to divorce and remarriage. The fornication which makes divorce and remarriage actual legitimate, according to the text of the Bible, is actual sexual intercourse between an individual and someone who is not his or her legitimate spouse. My friends, I know there are many, many questions along this line, but will God forgive one who has so acted? We believe, as we've stated before this week, that God will forgive any man who meets his conditions of pardon. And if we confess our sins, 1 John 1:7 and 9, then we know that he is faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. First, we want to notice then in summary this week that the general rule of Christ is no divorced persons may contract a second marriage with divine approval. Second, the one exception that he made to this rule was for those people who were put away fornicators in their lives. Third, divorced people, other than those who have put away any unfaithful partner, have only two safe options open to them. They must either remain unmarried or be reconciled to their original mate. Then the situation of easy divorce and frequent remarriage in our country puts many people in the difficult situation of having to choose between marital companions and the Lord. And then last of all, in spite of our deep feelings and sympathy for the plight of people who are affected by the teachings of the Bible in something they do not desire, we dare not allow these feelings of compassion to blind our eyes to the clear teachings of the Word of God. Been a pleasure to be with you throughout the week. We're glad that you've been with us.